everybody, Ginger Black at Work Insanity. Today I wanted to talk to you about exceptionalism. And exceptionalism is really about, often referred to about countries and, you know, making yourself unusual and standing out, you know, above the crowd. And America is always thought of as an exceptionalism country because it stood out above everybody else. But I ran across something by Robin Sharma, and if you don't know who he is, he's the author of an international bestseller called The Leader Who Had No Title. And he wrote some notes, 36 random insights on exceptionalism. And so I wanted to kind of hit on some of these and share some insights. Average people are dedicated to leisure. The best people are dedicated to learning. So a lot of people in America today are focused on leisure. How can I get home, you know, leaving at 5 till 5 if your workday's over at 5, and then you want to go home and sit in front of a TV and kind of veg out because your job is so stressful or whatever. And yet exceptional people go home and maybe they're working on finishing a college degree or a master's degree, or maybe they're doing some self-study on other things that they're really interested in to get them past the job that they're in. So again, average people are dedicated to leisure and the best people are dedicated to learning. So where are you spending your time? The ordinary wait for energy to do a task. The exceptional do the task because that's how they get the energy. So are you waiting around until you feel compelled to do something, or are you doing it because you're really excited to be involved in what you're doing? And if you're not excited in what you're involved in doing, I suggest you start working towards that goal. And I think this is important to me because, like I said before, I've worked with horses and dogs, and horses in particular, prey animals like horses are very protective of their energy. If you ever watch them, if they're threatened by a predator, they often will not run very far. They'll run and then they'll turn around and face their predator because they know that they can't outrun those animals. They may not, because they'll run out of energy and then they'll be defeated automatically if they run out of energy. So it's important to remember that your energy is really important. Okay, the third one is, a job is just a job if all you see in it is a job. Where really, work is a vehicle to promote full self-expression of your creativity, plus ingenuity, plus talent. So if you're only looking at your job as a job, it's not going to get you anywhere. If you're just filling the time, wait until you can go home and enjoy your leisure, then you're not part of exceptionalism. So if you really want to stand out, how do you do that? Number four. The most precious asset of a business person isn't time, it's energy. Manage yours well. And that's what I was talking about before. The energy is your asset. So use it wisely, just like I was talking about the horse. Run to get away, use that burst of energy, and then turn around and use your energy more efficiently to take care of the task. The next one. Now, this came from a participant at one of his events. The true measure of the greatness of a person is the length their shadow casts on the future. That's great. The length that their shadow casts on the future. That's the measure of their greatness. So where is your shadow? And do you have a future? Are you focused on getting ahead or you're helping other people get ahead. Okay. Manners matter. If you want to be exceptional and stand out, you know, railroading over people doesn't go very far. So manners matter. If you're in business, you're in show business, and every day is a performance. The next one, be yourself, everyone else is taken. That's a quote from Oscar Wilde. I'm sure you've heard that before, but remember, we are taught not to be ourselves. Everything in us is screened out because we're taught to follow. We're taught to, you know, follow the rules. We're taught to be little robots even as young as kindergarten. And, you know, we need to learn to be ourselves. Next, to double your income, triple your rate of learning. The best invest in their professional and personal development. So where are you spending your money today? On training? Are you getting all the training you can? Are you also, professionally, are you also working on your personal development? Are you reading? Are you taking courses that will help you shine? These are really, really, really important if you want to be exceptional. If you want to stand out and if you want to be yourself. Because most people, like I said, they don't even know who they are. So personal development is critical. Now, I'm not saying go out and bankrupt yourself, but at least spend some of your money on, you know, 1 year decide not to take a vacation and spend your money on personal development. Take a course, make that, you know, part of your vacation. Okay, the primary purpose of business is the delivery of as much unusual value to as many people as possible. I thought that was really cool. The purpose of business is the delivery of as much unusual value to as many people as possible. Now think of a business that's just rocketing these days is Apple, and Apple provides a lot of unusual value. So, delivery of as much unusual value to as many people as possible. Next, use music to boost your motivation. Be ethical like Buffett, rock the house like Bono, innovate like Edison, and serve like Mandela. Again, these are insights on exceptionalism. You dishonor yourself when you play small with your talent. You know, I can speak right from that because I've played small for many years in my own life. And it wasn't until someone said a very similar thing to me. You dishonor yourself when you play small with your talent. Okay, ideation without execution leads to delusion. What makes Google, Google is not the idea behind Google, but the culture of execution that is Google. That's the same thing if you look at Apple, the culture of execution. You go in an Apple store and those people are trained. They know how to help you. They know how to call on other employees if they don't know how to help you. And they work as a team. And that's a culture of execution. Next, don't work at world class for the money or the ovations. Do it for the pride you feel in a job brilliantly done. Keep a journal. I like this one. Spend time in solitude. The only person you'll be with your whole life is you. Why not get to know you better and like yourself? Get to know and like yourself. Many people are afraid to spend any time with themselves. They have to have noise or other people around them because of fear. It's afraid they won't like themselves. So it's important to get to know yourself, because when you get to know yourself, you know what makes you unique. You know how other people will see that once you start to know yourself better. Because if you're always around other people, you become a clone of them. You don't even recognize who you are. So it's really important for exceptionalism to be with your whole you. Okay. Work hard. Industry stands at the foundation of mastery. And I don't remember who said it, but, mastery, it is said, takes 10,000 hours. And 10,000 hours in a work day, in a work year, is, it would be equivalent of 5 years to achieve mastery of any topic that you're interested in. So how can you speed that up? Well, obviously you can do it at nights and weekends and doing things that other people wouldn't do. And that's what makes exceptionalism, making you unique, because you're standing out with your mastery. Remember that the quality of your practice determines the caliber of your performance. Next, speak your truth even when your voice shakes. When I read this, I was recalling my first Toastmasters speech. And for those of you that aren't in Toastmasters, your first speech is called an icebreaker because it's easy for you to talk about yourself. And I was so nervous when I did that speech that my tongue actually stuck to the roof of my mouth, because my mouth was so dry and parched because I was so nervous. And I'd been teaching and standing up in front of people for a long time, but I was never telling my story. So, it's important to tell your own story, and people love to hear other people's stories. So speak your truth even when your voice shakes. Leaders leave a trail of leaders behind them. If you're not developing the best in others, you're not leading. Think about some of the best leaders you've known or have experienced, and didn't they help you? Because leaders are not managers, and leaders may not even be in a leadership position, but they are helping teach other people how to lead. Next. You know you're doing genius level work when people start to dislike you. You know, as they say, it's lonely at the top. So when you lead others, you may not have all the friends in the world, because people are going to start to separate themselves because you're no longer like them. And that's what exceptionalism is. It's uniqueness. It's you standing above the rest. So having all those people around you is not necessarily a good thing. You have some very core people that are important, and they help you along as well. They support you. So get away from the rest of the people. You know, they say your income is determined by your 5 closest friends. And that's because you start acting like them, and you have the same mental attitude, work ethic as those people, because they, when you hang around them, that's just the natural evolution. You're probably not going to bring them up. They're going to bring you down. So it's important to be around people who are a tweak better than you. Jealousy is the tribute mediocrity plays to mastery. Jealousy is the tribute mediocrity pays to mastery. So if you're jealous of other people, you can't be them. So if you're jealous of rich people, you can't ever be rich. Because why would your subconscious allow you to be rich if you dislike rich people? Because then you're going to dislike yourself. And you say, oh no, that's not true. That's absolutely true. It's been proven in brain science. So don't be jealous of people you want to be like, because then you're being mediocre. Develop your friendships. Respect your elders. Make time to have fun. Life is too short to enjoy the ride. But, like you said earlier, you know, the unsuccessful people focus on leisure. So it's okay to have fun. And a lot of people who really find themselves start having fun in what they're doing all the time, and it becomes less work. So you can have fun while you're working. The bigger your dream, the more important your team. So if you have a really big dream, you need a team of people behind you, support people to do some of the work. And you focus on what you're good at, and you let them focus on what they're good at. Next, if you have average people, you'll have an average company. To have a great company, hire and coach great people. Remember that your doubts are nothing more than lies your fears have sold you. Sorry. Remember that your doubts are nothing more than the lies your fears have sold you. You know, I heard once that you're either, when you're in a conversation with somebody, they're selling you or you're selling them. So if you're always being sold, then look around and see what's going on with your fears and doubts. Leadership is simple. It's not easy, but it's really, really simple. There's only some very basic things. One is elevating other people. To me, the core of leadership is elevating other people. And that's really simple. It's not easy. It takes focus and work. Leadership's mostly about three things: impact, influence, inspiration. Impact, influence, and inspirations. See, that's how simple it is. What kind of impact do you make? How many people can you influence? And who are you inspiring? If you're not inspiring those around you, you're not leading, you're following. If you're not inspiring those around you, you're not leading, you're following. Think for yourself. I think this is so important today. We tend to ask other people, we poll other people. We never ask ourselves the questions that need to be answered. You know, look in the mirror and ask yourself the questions you're thinking about asking other people. Because when you start to think for yourself, that builds trust in yourself. And other people also start to see that and they follow you because you trust yourself. They're going to trust yourself. And you're thinking for yourself. You're not following the crowd. You know, it's like when you were 8 years old and you went and asked your mother if you could do something, and she said, "Well, if Johnny went and jumped off a bridge, would you want to go with him?" Because the point is, you don't need to do what everybody else is doing just because they're doing it. So think for yourself, and think how it feels in your body when you ask yourself those questions. Next, potential unexpressed turns to pain. Potential unexpressed turns to pain. And that is actually from The Leader Who Had No Title. This is Robin Sharma's book. Potential unexpressed turns to pain. So if you have all this potential and you're not getting it out there, you're going to turn it inside on yourself. You're going to turn inside out, actually. So potential unexpressed turns to pain. And the last one here is take brave risks. At your end, it'll be the risks you didn't take versus the ones you did that most fill you with regret. So again, these are from Robin Sharma, author of The Leader Who Had No Title, Random Insights on Exceptionalism. So I want to leave you with today with where are you and how do you become exceptional in whatever floats your boat? How do you stand out and be unique? It's Ginger Black at Work Insanity. Thanks for joining me. Have a great day.